This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, August 31st. God's word to you today is the witness. Our scripture reading is taken from John 7, verses 45 to 46, and it says, "When the temple guards returned without having arrested Jesus, the leading priests and Pharisees demanded, 'Why didn't you bring him in? We have never heard anyone speak like this,' the guards responded." The temple guards were exclusively from the tribe of Benjamin. Israel had been occupied by Caesar so that they could not have a standing army. Historically, the tribe of Benjamin is the bravest tribe among the people of Israel. Hosea 5 verse 8 says, "Blow ye the hornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud to Bethaven after thee, O Benjamin." This is taken from the King James Version. "After thee, O Benjamin," is a popular phrase among Jews. The finest of their military is usually from the tribe of Benjamin, and when they go to war, the tribe of Benjamin is usually in front. So the temple guards are the finest and the bravest. The best they can do is to have a religious force, not a governmental force, and these were sent to bring Jesus in. But they disobeyed the orders from the most powerful man in Israel, the high priest. Their instruction was to bring Jesus in, but when they heard Jesus speak, they could not arrest him. They went back to the most powerful man in the land, and their only excuse was, "Nobody speaks like him, including you. We have listened to your sermon. It is nothing like his." That was their defiance, and it must have really upset the leaders, because the typical man is full of ego. You have two options. You can navigate your life with your ego, or you can navigate your life with your brain. You cannot do both. Interestingly, the game of golf is like life. If you play golf with your ego, you're going to suffer. You go for the ego shots. You're going to cry because pride comes before a fall. Put your ego aside and play golf with your brain. You want to impress them by curving the ball to go in a certain direction, even though there is water there. Sometimes it is good to try such shots, but if that is what rules your game, you will go down. The same thing with life. You cannot run your life with your ego. The problem with the high priests and the leaders is that they were driven by ego. When ego drives you, it blinds you. John 7 verse 47 says, "Have you been led astray too?" The Pharisees mocked. Mock people, talk down on them, make them feel less than they are. That is how egocentric people operate. John 7 verse 48 says, "Is there a single one of us rulers or Pharisees who believes in him?" In other words, can't you follow the wise example? John 7 verse 49 to 51 says, "This foolish crowd follows him, but they are ignorant of the law. God's curse is on them." Then Nicodemus, the leader who had met with Jesus earlier, spoke up. "Is it legal to convict a man before he is given a hearing?" he asked. Nicodemus did not say much, but he said enough to let them know that he is for Jesus. Nicodemus spoke up for Jesus. Beginning this season, you need to speak up for Jesus. There are people around you that are far from God. You need to speak up for Jesus. If you love Jesus, you will speak up for him. If you love someone, you speak up for them. Let us pray. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that I will be Holy Spirit controlled and not ego driven. I will speak up for Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.